This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
North Korea says it tested long-range multiple rockets and launchers and tactical guided weapons a day after Pyongyang appeared to have launched its first short-range missile in more than a year. The Korean Central News Agency called Saturday's action a strike drill that was overseen by Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more on Saturday's launch.
North Korea fired several unidentified projectiles from its east coast on Saturday. That's according to South Korea's military, who had initially described it as a missile launch, but later gave a more vague description. If they were missiles, it would be the first launch in over a year and comes amid a breakdown in talks with Washington and a failed nuclear summit with President Trump in February.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says that he thought more troops would be turned against President Nicolas Maduro during Tuesday's attempt to oust the embattled leader.
National Guard troops loyal to Maduro fired tear gas to disperse demonstrators.
I lost sensation in my body. The bullets were at my back and arm. I was on the ground, and when I was on the ground, the officers started to shoot. It's not like I was shot from far or that I was running. I was on the floor and they shot at me.
Despite their wounds, many protesters say they will continue pressuring Maduro to step down.
Without fear and with the same conviction, with the same strength, that if we all go out together, Maduro will not be able to stand the pressure and resign.
Yeah, it's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says that it condemns Gaza militants' rocket attacks on Israel and supports Israel's right to self-defense. The statement was issued Saturday after Palestinian militants fired more than 200 rockets into the Israel, drawing dozens. Three Palestinians were killed. Three Israelis were wounded by the rocket fire. The United States called for an immediate cessation of what it called Islamic Jihad from Gaza and said that Israeli civilians have a right to defend themselves. Earlier in the day, Turkey's foreign minister said Israeli forces targeted a building in Gaza where the offices of Turkey's state-run news agency are located. He called the attacks a crime against humanity. Fighting continued Saturday for control of Tripoli. The backdrop is an attempt by the rebel Libyan National Army led by Khalif Haftar to seize the reins of power in the country. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
And the intensified fighting in Libya has been going on for about 5 weeks so far. Cyclone Fani has been downgraded after a destructive trip through India's eastern Odisha state Friday. Authorities say they are investigating at least 12 reported deaths in India. At least four are believed to be dead in Bangladesh, where the storm passed after its dramatic landfall in the tourist town of Puri. In 24 hours preceding the storm, an unprecedented 1.2 million people in India were evacuated. Indian authorities said the evacuation avoided a much greater loss of life. Bangladesh weather experts say they no longer fear a major disaster. There is a royal baby watch going on in Britain as Prince Harry's wife Meghan approaches her due date. This will be the first child for the royal couple. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The Duchess of Sussex is not expected to have the baby at St Mary's Hospital in London, where her sister-in-law Kate had her children. She is sticking closer to the couple's home near Windsor, where media and well-wishers are continuing to camp out. The royal couple have kept their birth plans and due date secret, though Meghan said months ago that the baby was due in late April or early May. The baby will be the seventh in line to the British throne and the eighth great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth II. Sarah Bassett, London.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.